Paul, you hold them to 24 shots in this afternoon's game. You lose Dmitry Kulikov, so I'll just get you to give me a comment on the play in your own zone here today.
Well, after the first, I thought it'd be a 10 to 12 shots. Hang on. Hey, back it up, mister. Let me hang on. I got to get my backdrop right, or this thing just doesn't look right, all right?
I love this. I want to get this thing up right.
Are we good here now? Okay. It was hard to generate. Like, both teams were blocking a lot of shots. It was not an offensive game early. It was more physical and kind of territorial. And there were some heavy hits kind of going both ways. I really liked their game today. I thought, you know, Blake Wheeler's line especially has just looked like they're finding a groove. They're making plays as well as playing smart at the same time. Our goaltender was really, really good again. He's had just a spectacular month for him. Penalty kill was as good as it was last night. Last game. So, and a big power play goal. So they're all the pieces contributed here. Pretty pleased with it. Dmitry, I won't have anything more until we get him looked at tomorrow.
What can you say about Morris and Pionk, both over 25 minutes?
Yeah, you know what? All that back end, I just was talking to Charlie Huddy. I like watching our defense play hockey because they play hard. I mean, they battle on every puck, finish checks, block shots. It's a little bit more of an old school, but that includes Pionk and Morrissey, right? They're had a lot of really good kind of sweep-ins or puck attacks at the line just to deny possession. They play great for us.
Does Tripp have any sort of, I don't know, redemption qualities to it, given what happened in San Jose and then the game?
San Jose, I would say for sure. Yeah. But, I mean, I said it after the game in here. I like the game that we played. I mean, there was more offense for us in that game than for them as well. But, you know what? You don't want to get on a roll, on a negative roll with any team in your conference where you just, it gets into your head that you just can't beat them. So it's good to win in here. And both, you know, they're all road games for us. So it's good to win on the road.
Blake's got 6 points in the last two games. It seems he's starting to find the offense now at center.
You know what?
Offensively responsible.
Right. So you know, there's no cheat in that man's game. But I think what we're seeing is Ehlers and Roslovic starting to understand his game. Nick Ehlers put the puck in deep 3 or 4 times. He's skating. Jack Roslovic, the tight turns and the turn. And then Blake is starting to understand those two guys. So what I would say is they both of those wingers have started to become really consistent in their game. And I like that line a lot. It's good at both ends.
Do you feel, Paul, that your team's maybe developing a bit of a killer instinct? Obviously, you take the 2-0 lead in the intermission, come out, make it 3-0.
Yeah, you know
in
what?
The blink of an
eye. I would say, I don't want to say that you're wrong, but we kind of play almost the same way all the time. And that would be what I would say is the guys going to go out, they're going to compete as hard as they can. We're going to get good goaltending. And we're going to stay in the fight, and we've been getting out on the right side of them for long. But all of these games this month, you know, maybe halfway through that San Jose game, there's a comfort level. We're getting good at being really uncomfortable in games, tight games, one-play games, and they're all tight. So your goaltender, when you're in that environment, your goaltender is the critical piece, and Connor's just had a spectacular month for us, but we are comfortable in those tight games.
Right, so I guess the better way I should have phrased it is you don't sense that your team changes the way it plays, whether you have
correct.
A 1 or 2 goal lead or a 1 or 2 goal
right.
deficit.
The next shift out after the other teams have scored, we've been good.
Yeah.
And we haven't scored first. But I don't think from slow starts, we've been pretty consistent. You know, the way we play in the first, you know, maybe on some of our travel days we've started a little slow, but we've been pretty consistent now for a while.
Your team seemed to have maybe a little more bite tonight because of that first period. Yeah. The way the Ducks played, Anthony Boteto obviously right in the
right.
middle of a lot of things. Do you like to see that from your team?
I'd like to see a comfort in those kind of games. So when we're a young team and we've got some smaller skilled guys, so that's a game plan, right? Run them. See if you can intimidate
right.
them. It's important that, and I'll go back to Adam Lowry in Las Vegas, it's important that everybody understands these guys will stick together, and I thought we saw a really nice example of it tonight.
With all that hockey and that physicality, you got a good long look at your power play a whole bunch of times as well. What do you think of the reunion thus far?
I'm happy with it. I'm not going to really weigh the last two or three. It's almost, especially the last couple, where you're trying to not make a mistake at that point. You're protecting the score. So I like the front end of it. I like Neil shooting that puck. And that power play now has to develop different ways to score. It can't be just Wheeler to Scheifele and Wheeler to Laine all night, and Neil's ability to shoot the puck and Cal Connor's willingness to go to the net front, you know, creates that goal. So it's good we're seeing some different style goals.
Pionk might not have a Bufflin-esque cannon necessarily, right, but as long as he's doing that, is that part of keeping teams honest, or at least opening up space?
Yeah, it doesn't matter how hard you shoot it if it doesn't hit the net, truly. And that puck's got to get to the net. Neil's really good at placing that shot. So is Josh.
Mark on the right, Blake on the left for face-offs.
Yeah.
Is it just percentages there that you see on that? Or they're both the same-handed. So.
Right. So there are – some of it has to do with how Blake's been pretty effective, and he's good at pulling to the inside, and also how he sets up. Most of it, Scotty, is really like is how Mark's feeling. So on the nights that he's feeling good and he's ripping it, we're staying on the right side. If he's not sure, or the guy he happens to be matched up that night, it's not working. And sometimes we know what the other forward stat is on his weak side. So we can take a guy that we say, this guy's really good on his strong side, but take him over to his weak side and our percentages get better.
Just one on David Gustafson. I think he missed a couple shifts there. Was he dealing with equipment issue, or just no, that's how the rotation went?
It came off of power plays.
Yeah.
And Lowry doesn't go out in the power play, right, so he takes the center hole. Because usually teams, if they're not chasing the game, their A-line's coming out
right
after it.